An article from the Southwark News from July the 21st. And this is the section View from Westminster. This week, Tessa Jowell, the MP for Dulwich and West Norwood. A week is a long time in politics, said Harold Wilson. Last week demonstrated this better than most. The House of Commons performs at its best when, as one, it speaks to the heart of the public mood. After Ed Miliband tabled a motion calling on Rupert Murdoch to withdraw his bid for complete control of BSkyB, events quickly unfolded, MPs and the public rallied, and the bid was scrapped. In recent weeks, we've witnessed more and more dreadful allegations being made. A turning point emerged as the News of the World appears to have targeted not just celebrities, public figures and politicians, of which it's well documented that I have been one, but also murder and terrorist victims, and the relatives of brave servicemen and women. I received an unprecedented number of emails in just a few days, all expressing the same sentiment, disgust at the alleged practices of the News of the World, and a chorus of agreement that News Corp should not extend its ownership of BSkyB. The judge-led public inquiry will investigate how these practices could have developed and the wider culture across our press and its regulation. A free press is vital to healthy and thriving democracy, but when practices emerge which suggest journalists might have acted above the law, we must examine the way regulation works to protect the public and restore the crisis in confidence. And it's not being party political to insist that the Prime Minister has extremely serious questions to answer as well. David Cameron has so far failed to tell us exactly what information and warnings he received prior to bringing ex-News of the World editor Andy Coulson into the heart of his government. We owe it to the victims and the people, and to the health of our democracy at large, to get to the bottom of this matter and ensure it's never possible for elements of the press to behave in this way again, whilst preserving the excellent tradition of fearless inquiry and reporting displayed by many newspapers and their journalists. This one, the Southwark News, included.